Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
New Hampshire primary day, and we've got polls showing Trump in the lead for most of these things, obviously, but Dixville Notch, the breaking news, everybody, Dixville Notch has now voted. All six votes were for Nikki Haley. It's a clean sweep. And in other news, the Supreme Court evidently thinks it's not a big deal if you take away all of the barbed wire and stuff that Texas put up along the border. So go figure. We're going to talk about that and much more. A lot of people not too happy about this, obviously. But folks, welcome to the program. It is the Tuesday edition. And we're rocketing into hour number three here on the Tuesday edition of the program. Once again, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. The telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959. 949-822-7959. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And we'll be talking with her in just a couple of moments here after I say good morning to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer from our home station in Tampa, Florida. Of course, everybody listening on AM 930, everybody listening across the GCN network this morning. And, of course, GCN distributes the program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates, and we really do appreciate them as well. And so, once again, folks, if you'd like to opine through a direct message or if you have a message for us in the meantime before we open up the telephone lines, simply head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And click on Send Kyle a Direct Message. You'll be off and running from there. Well, speaking of being off and running, we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us here on the show this morning. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, now, you know, before we went to the break, you know, we were talking a little bit about Nikki Haley. She had an interview with Martha McCallum from Fox News, in which she kind of concluded that interview by saying, you know, I'm going to win, and when I'm just paraphrasing here, I'm going to win, but when I do, you're going to have to accept it when I say, quote, I told you so, unquote. So she's still, you know, trying to put forth that confidence about the whole thing, saying she's bringing in suburban women and others, young people, into the party, or back to the party.
Yeah, well, I guess when it comes to the Democrats that are voting for her, she may think that she can carry it. So we'll see how that works.
Well, but you know, you bring up a really good point, and that is, you know, you have a lot of people out there who would say to themselves, well, if the Democrats have such a role in helping to shape who the nominee is going to be, does the GOP really have an actual nominee, you know, that is a clear-cut, you know, anti-choice from their nominee, that kind of thing?
Well, look, New Hampshire, it to me is just a moment in time. It's a snapshot. You know, there are several other, you know, primaries that are to be held between now and the convention. So I wouldn't get terribly excited. As I see it, you know, Haley, what's going on in New Hampshire and what the Democrats are doing, I think is something that, however, that we need to be watching, because that may be a tactic they're going to try in other states.
Well, sure, sure. And by the way, when I said anti-choice, what I mean to say is the opposite choice from whoever the nominee is going to be. You know, but again, if let's just, you know, for sake of argument, if you kind of know who the nominee is going to be, and as Newt Gingrich was talking about, now you've got over 280 days now to formulate and execute a real general election plan. That may be a real gift for the GOP this time around.
You know, I think what his conclusion, Newt Gingrich's conclusion, is the tactical thinking. And, you know, I think that it bears some thought here. But I also say that it's something that, you know, we need to watch very carefully on, you know, the operatives and what they're going to do going into the general. You know, with trying to torpedo everything they can about Trump. Now, having said that, I think I said yesterday we need to necessarily brace for impact here, because based on the results coming out of New Hampshire, I think some of these legal cases against Trump, these judges and these juries, could be paying some attention, and they could dig in their heels and convict the man. So that one kind of scares me. Now I know the case in Georgia is kind of collapsing here around Fannie Willis,
right?
But that doesn't mean that, you know, the case goes away. It just means maybe that she goes away and they reassign it. I don't know, but I'd be watching, you know, the New York thing with Letitia James, and the Mar-a-Lago thing of the documents is not over yet either. So this could mean that they're going to dig in their heels against the man.
Well, sure. And, of course, what happens, too, though, amongst a lot of the electorate, people kind of view that as being ganging up on Trump. You know, they see it as being very, you know, very much a tactic in and of itself. And a lot of Americans, maybe they don't even want to vote for Trump, but they're not happy with that kind of behavior, basically.
Well, there are some that are not. And, you know, they say that all of these cases against Trump are what drove his poll number so high. You know, that this is, you know, it's legal persecution. It's legal destruction, to the point where they're trying to not only destroy him with, you know, criminal convictions or civil convictions, but monetarily.
Right, indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, Denise, stay right there. Folks, we're going to come right back after this short break. And when we do, we'll talk more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We are continuing through the Tuesday edition, everybody. Tuesday morning, the wee hours of the morning, but, you know, we make it fun. And I think we make it informative, and we certainly are appreciative of you being there. We're glad to be here, of course. 949-822-7959, that's the number to call. And we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have any questions or comments, especially for our great guest, of course, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
You know, before we move on here with more politics, there's always more politics, but let me ask you this. We didn't really get a chance to mention through last week or on the Monday program, I should say, the American military members that were injured in the attack on the Iraqi base. And do we know any other details about that? I mean, that sounds pretty significant.
Well, in the more recent attack, there were two that suffered, what do they call it, a brain injury, traumatic brain injury. And I think that they have been treated and returned to action. But I think we're well over 110, 120, 130, I've now since forgotten the number, of attacks that we've had in Iraq. And we've got one of the generals, one of the flag officers that are saying that Iran is directly, not by proxy, but directly involved in not only what is happening in Iraq, but also in Yemen. So last night, the United States carried out a sizable, along with the Brits, carried out a sizable set of strikes in Yemen on the Houthis,
right,
including underground facilities. Okay. So, great. And, you know, they're getting assistance from a handful of other countries, of which none of them are Saudi Arabia, which is still is very curious to me. But, you know, we don't know how much, you know, of the strikes from last night adds to the 25% of the target that were designated by our military in Yemen. So, you know, we're striking them along with some coalition countries, which says we're at war.
Right. I mean, that's right. If it looks like a duck, period. It quacks like a duck. That's right.
I mean, period. Not only are we, I mean, some of this is, some of the strikes are coming from our ships that are in the region, but also from fighter jets. So that's a war to me. I don't know how else to put it. So I think that this White House needs to go over to Congress here at this point, because, you know, we're beyond proportional responses here. And I think that they ought to give some kind of a briefing to Congress on what we're doing, what we're not doing, what we should be doing, how long is this going to last, what is this costing us, what is the whole, you know, landscape look like. I think there needs to be a full-blown debriefing or briefing and some kind of authorization.
Well, exactly. Well, I mean, one of the things that I saw was that somehow, you know, the U.S. is supposed to prepare for a, quote, sustained campaign.
Yeah, what does that say? Sustained.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
Does that mean 6 more weeks or 6 more months?
Right, and how long does it take to take out the Houthis? I mean, I'm not trying to laugh, but it just seems like this is the kind of thing that should, as we talked about, and here we are, right, days and days and days later, and we're still talking about, well, maybe they got to go get them again.
And again.
Yeah, right.
And again.
Right.
And again.
Right. And so is the, now you said, and I appreciate what your analysis has been, that Biden doesn't want to be a, quote, wartime president, unquote, but is there also a resistance because, for example, you have a Republican Speaker of the House, they just don't want to go to Congress and have any of this, you know, spelled out at all?
Well, and there are other things that are on the table that, that are not resolved, and that is support for Ukraine and support for Israel. And I don't know that you can necessarily separate what is happening in Yemen with the Houthis in Iraq with Iranian militias and Israel. Netanyahu is not going to back down. He's come out and said, I don't care what the United States says, we ain't backing down, period, end of report. We're not letting up. In fact, the Israeli Defense Force lost 21 soldiers last night.
Wow. Yeah.
That's their largest tragedy in this thing for the IDF so far. Now, what happened? Well, it seems that that Hamas had actually booby-trapped a handful of buildings. So as the IDF soldiers were going through Yunus Khan in southern Gaza, they pulled the trigger. Hamas pulled the trigger, and these buildings pretty much simultaneously collapsed because they were booby-trapped. And that's what killed 21 and injured several others.
Wow, yeah.
So that tells me there's some pretty interesting tactical war operations that Hamas fighters have. But it also says to me that Netanyahu is right. He cannot back off. There have been a couple of things proposed with this conflict between Hamas and Israel and Qatar and, you know, others, and, you know, including two-state solution. And even, you know, the head of Hamas is like, no, we're not going for a two-state solution. So all the way through all of this, Netanyahu is right. He's coming up against some families here that are very angry because they want their family members back, and rightly so. I think that they stormed, and I shouldn't say stormed, but they went into the Knesset and protested. I understand that. But this is now a bigger situation here.
Well, you would think, though, that, you mentioned Hamas is also not wanting to go for a two-state solution.
No. Nope.
Maybe somebody needs to tell Anthony Blinken that.
White House.
Yeah, the White House, and let them understand that, you know, it's not going to be, you know, as easy as they think to impose a solution upon the parties here. Because both parties are there. I mean, I hate to say it, but they're in it to win it. Hamas is not looking to, you know, have some peace agreement somewhere.
Well, in it to win it. Let's think about that here for a second, because I don't believe that Iran is necessarily in it to win it. Iran is doing what they're doing with the Iranian militias in Iraq and with the Houthis and Hamas and Hezbollah is kind of like death by a thousand paper cuts. You understand what I'm saying?
Well,
because they know that this administration is not going to declare a formal war. And they're right.
Right. Well, I mean, Hamas wants to destroy Israel. They're not going to agree to something that, you know, has some kind of sustained peace quality to it. I think they made their intentions clear on October 7th.
Well, and what does destroy Israel necessarily mean? Does it mean that Israel as the state collapses, or does the functioning government under Netanyahu collapse? Is it dissent? And is that enough? You see what I'm saying? It is, as long as there's no political stability in the United States, in the UK, in Israel, is that enough for Iran? And I would almost say, yeah. That's kind of where they've been all along. So, I think that, too, that Russia is looking at it. Because they actually hosted some Hamas leaders about a week ago. And China's looking at it. They understand the political instability and the political infighting. And, you know, death by a thousand paper cuts might seem trite as a description, but, think about it. It comes down to power and money and, you know, when do we get tired?
Yeah, it's cumulative, exactly. Well, Denise, stay right there. We're coming up here on the break, everybody. When we come back, we'll hear from some listeners. We've got the phone lines already starting to light up, so that is good. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back, everybody. Stay right there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ending his campaign for the White House and endorsing former President Donald Trump. If you don't like the weather, just wait a minute. True to the old saying, freezing temps should be moving out of a good chunk of the country, and above average warmth will blanket the U.S. Don't expect Hamas to release any more hostages. The Palestinian group presented Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with a proposal. Leave Hamas in power in the Gaza Strip and take all Israelis with you. Netanyahu wouldn't even entertain that idea. Three members of an air ambulance crew lost their lives in a helicopter crash near Weatherford, Oklahoma, over the weekend on their way back to their base located 70 miles west of Oklahoma City. No patients were on board. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me get this straight. The Democrat Socialists of America, of course, affiliated with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, they're having severe financial trouble? Wait, how could this be? This just flies in the face of all logic and I just can't imagine that. Well, folks, welcome back to the program, Tuesday edition. We are rocketing through the Tuesday edition. Telephone number is 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. And let's get right back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, yeah, what do you think about that? The Democrat Socialists of America are having to, lay people off or do stuff like that. There, things aren't going well over there.
Well, I would say, you know, take caution on that one because the money may be just going to some of the causes and not to the parent bucket. So,
yeah. Well, they're having to make what they say seven-figure budget cuts. They have to make painful decisions at all levels of the organization. But you never know. Never know. Exactly.
No. Well, the money's going somewhere, so just, you know, don't be too excited.
Well, let's head on over to the telephone lines. We've got Elizabeth and Lutz who's calling in this morning. We haven't talked to Elizabeth for a while, so good morning, Elizabeth. Welcome back to the program.
Good morning, guys. Thank you, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank
love
you.
Love listening to you. I just wanted to talk about Nikki Haley's so-called carefully crafted words when she was asked about a national ban on abortion. And she said, I'm unapologetically pro-life. And I don't judge anyone who's pro-choice. But what we can do is to find consensus. Now, that's like making a deal with the devil, okay? There's no in-betweens. You don't make a deal with the devil and have consensus with the devil. Are you kidding me, right? So to me, that's like a devil in disguise. She is a wolf in sheep's clothing. And one thing I was going to say to you, Denise, I know that you're concerned about Trump being able to fill some positions and because of everything that happened the last round. But, you know, I'm a big believer in prayer. Prayer changes things. And with this nation, we just need to get on our knees, every single Republican and person of good will. Get on their knees and beg God. Because I think we're in a year of mercy. I truly do. And I think that, you know, because of the Roe v. Wade decision that was made, that God is giving us just one more chance. I really honestly believe that. Because I've been with the pro-life movement since the early 90s. And I will tell you, I've seen a lot, and I've heard these words that they craft to say, well, I I'm pro-life, but I believe in your right to be pro-choice. Really? Okay, God has rights, too. God has rights. And I look at it like a flow chart. You start with a single premise, period. And if you take that premise and say, okay, God is life. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and life. That's what Jesus said. God is life. And if God is life, then murdering the innocent, most innocent, the unborn, is just, it just flies in the face of everything that we were trained as, you know, as Americans, that life is really important. So I'm just going to say, as a Christian and certainly as a Catholic, you know, I am a big believer in God can change things, but it takes two, right? We've got to do our part. We've got to go to the polls. We've got to vote. The people that say, well, you know, I just don't like him. I don't vote personality. I vote policy.
Right.
So I'm begging everybody that's listening, you know, if you have anybody that you can talk to about it, just let them know. You don't vote for anything but policy.
Right.
Okay, and that's
good point.
Much
good point.
I have to say.
All right. Well, Elizabeth and Lutz, thanks for the call. Great call. We'll talk to you again real soon. Take care.
Thanks for being there, guys. God bless you.
Take care. All right. God bless. All right. Well, yeah, what do you think, Denise? I mean, you know, it's especially where the abortion issue is concerned. Now it's in the hands of the states. And now people can make arguments one way or the other, spiritual or otherwise. Yeah.
I don't understand a society that promotes killing pregnancies, terminating pregnancies. I don't understand it. I don't understand a society that offers pretty much free methods to prevent pregnancies. Unwanted pregnancies. Now, I mean, you can pretty much get free anything anymore when it comes to methods to prevent unwanted pregnancies. And having said that, the one place that hasn't been in any kind of discussion here lately is Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood.
Right.
Well, you should take parenthood out of it because of what Planned Parenthood does. They promote terminating generations. And not only here in the United States, but Planned Parenthood operates worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to, you know, specific cases of where they're, is, you know, for the life of the mother or rape or incest or these kinds of things, those situations are not as common as the left likes to say. I mean,
right.
So what kind of society gives a wink and a nod to terminating a pregnancy of near term or, you know, a life born child? I mean, it doesn't compute to me.
Well, there's a disassociation that happens, I think, in so many ways, and that's why Elizabeth was alluding to the choice of words. The wordsmithing is important in terms of promoting their agenda. I tell you what, let's head over to line one while we have some time here. We've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada, who's got a question for you this morning, Denise. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
Thank you for putting me on again. Kyle, you're rocking the overnight airwaves.
Thank you. Oh, we're trying.
Great, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I like the music.
Thank you.
I've got a confession to make. I am in love with Jessica Tarlov. She's on Fox News.
Uh-huh.
You know, I finally figured it out. Jessica Tarlov is my first grade girlfriend. I mean,
okay.
Not really, but
yeah, she reminds
me of my first grade girlfriend. The problem for me was when I got to second grade, Mindy disappeared. You know, she disappeared. I couldn't find her anymore. So, but that's another heartbreak, along with the Buffalo Bills losing this past week. So, but let me get to my point. I got so much to say.
Yeah,
I actually need to write some of this stuff down.
Yeah, we got about a minute or so. That's I just want to let you know.
All right, let me see. Which target do I want to hit on first? All right, I stumbled across an article in the New York Times, and it's specifically about illegal immigration. The question is for you, Denise and Kyle. Do the protections of the 14th Amendment extend to illegal immigrants when it comes to deportation? I feel they are not entitled to any protections under the 14th Amendment, or they have no due process privilege, period. I would like to know how you feel about it. I think it's rather cut and dry if it ever gets to the Supreme Court. Can I get your feedback?
Okay. Good question. Thanks, Neil. What do you think, Denise?
I think, and I may be a little bit wrong on this, and probably could be more wrong than I think, but I think the Supreme Court at one point said that anybody here in the United States is protected under the Constitution. And I think a lot of this came from the detainees in Guantanamo.
That's right, because if you brought them to U.S. soil, that's a whole different story. That's right.
Yes. And so that is, in fact, where these immigrants, these illegals, are getting their protections. But I would also say that they have become a more protected class than American citizens because they're getting more benefits. They're getting more entitlements than any American citizen. So at this point, if for nothing else, it comes down to Congress, Lord, that says, stop funding this, and this. No more cell phones for these people. No more, getting on airplanes without ID. No more free housing.
Well, Denise Simon, take care. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning. We'll see you again. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks again to Denise Simon. Great call, by the way. Stay right there, everybody.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Is rocking along. I sure appreciate what Neil in Henderson, Nevada was just saying, that we're rocking the overnight airways, that he loves the music. Well, I sure appreciate that so very much, Neil. Yeah, we love music here on this program, and we do see it as our responsibility and as our solemn promise to make sure that we do rock the airwaves in the overnights across America, because, yeah, people are up, they're doing stuff. And we're up with them, and it's our pleasure. Once again, folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning, of course. And it's time now to bring in Chris Markowski, our good friend. And, of course, he is the watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website if you want to find out more about Chris. You can also hear him right here on our flagship station of AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday, 5 p.m. Eastern Times on Sunday. Again, right here on AM 860 The Answer. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
All right. Well, yeah, we are trying to rock. We are trying to rock the airwaves. at least we're trying. At any rate, good to talk with you this morning. And I wanted to ask you here real quick, of course, Macy's, we heard just a couple of days ago, right? Macy's is going to cut more than about 2,300 jobs. That's about 3.5% of its workforce. And they're going to close at least five more stores. Now, is this related, do you think, to the overall economic issues, or is this part of the sort of the dinosaur large footprint you know, store that is just not making it anymore?
Well, again, it's the model has changed. I mean, you take a look at Macy's and where they were, I mean, just 5-6 years ago when it comes to employees to where they are now. But, you know, even, you know, prior to COVID, I mean, you're just talking about, you know, it's obviously a big brand, but too much retail got out of control with too many companies. I mean, Macy's, you know, they're actually, you know, there's a right now they're looking, you know, there's their shareholder activists looking to take the company over. And it's not just Macy's; they own Bloomingdale's as well. They need some fundamental changes. The world has changed. And I mentioned, you know, they always like pointing to the Macy's Herald Square in New York City, the world's biggest store. I mean, it's not necessary anymore. And quite frankly, that's a very valuable piece of real estate that they probably should do something else with at this point in time. The dynamics, how people shop, how people buy things, most certainly, has changed. And, you know, do I see, you know, Macy's making a comeback from, you know, those days? No. I mean, they're talking about, you know, Sears. I mean, back was when I was a kid, you know, how big that store is. And they just, you know, announced that the Sears store has been shut down in New Jersey. I was in the local paper here the other day. I mean, it's the reality of the terrain. And, you know, many companies, they didn't adjust properly. Poor leadership and understanding what the terrain is. Oftentimes you get bad management and people entrenched in power that are unwilling to adapt to what's going on. And there's other companies that do a great job in handling that. You mean, take a look at companies like Walmart and what they were able to do in regards to adjusting and having a digital model and also being able to sell things online. And, you know, they spent a lot of money in doing that. You know, sometimes you have to take a couple steps backwards and take a few steps forwards, and many of these companies didn't do that.
Well, I appreciate what you're saying so very much because, you know, you're talking about adjusting and, you know, obviously big department anchor stores, they never really did. There are others at Amazon and all that changed the landscape. But when you were saying that, it got me to thinking about, for example, where the F-150 Lightning truck is concerned. Their dealerships are saying, you know, we can't get them off our lot. You know, this is not working. But this is a different case of having to adapt to the market because they're being told to change their business model, essentially through mandates and so forth. But that's not really where the actual market is going. There's a market for electrics, but it's not massive.
Yeah, there could be niche markets for many different items. And electric cars, I mean, let's be honest, they are, you know, golf carts, basically, and they're really fast golf carts. And, you know, people who live in, you know, say, for example, I used to live in Southwest Florida and I'm moving back. There are certain communities, people get around their neighborhood. They've got the golf cart that they plug in and they can bounce around in. And, you know, that's where one of those cars could be very, very useful. But, I mean, to build a massive, you know, and spend a fortune on a pickup truck. And, you know, the Ford F-150 is, you know, it's the number one car for, believe it or not, for millionaires in this country. Again, you talk about the amount of business owners and people involved in construction and whatnot that utilize that car. Now, if you are a contractor, you're a plumber, you're an electrician in Minnesota, are you going to go out and get yourself a Ford F-150 not knowing whether or not, you know, based upon the cold weather, not knowing whether or not the thing's going to be able to make it over the course of the day, or you got to burn hours in a day if you have to charge your car, and whether or not you're going to find, you know, be able to go ahead and do that? No, it's just another headache. And it's the last thing small business owners need is another bloody headache, for crying out loud. You'll never, you know, stick a hot poker in your eye to do anything like that. And again, this is just poor leadership on the part of these people at these auto companies. It's unfortunate that they're afraid to stand up to the powers that be in government and tell them no and say, hey, listen, no, we're not going to build this type. You know, I think, you know, a smaller
you know, SUV or a smaller car or a hybrid is the way to go, and it's something that, you know, our customers would, you know, be involved with. But no, I mean, you get government involved, they get a little bit of subsidies here and there, and then it falls apart. Now we're watching it happen in California with the stupid solar. And they took away the subsidies in California. And, you know, basically what you're seeing right now is, oh, geez, you know, 15, 20,000 solar installers are going to be out of work. Well, in essence, you know, your jobs were reliant upon subsidies from the federal government. So you're essentially a government worker. It's a government getting involved in the free market. And once that money dries up, your business is dried up. And, you know, this is what we're going to see happen. I see, you know, right now you go to all the Ford dealerships around the country and ask them if their electric vehicles are moving. They're not. And I had a friend of mine who wanted to get a Ford Bronco, but they basically gave away the Ford Mustang to him, and it was a more expensive car, and they subsidized, I mean, the Ford subsidized it because they can't move these things to the degree where he was paying a lot less on his lease for the electric Mustang because they're doing everything to get rid of the darn things. It's crazy.
Wow. No kidding. And you mentioned the cold weather, too. Just for a regular, you know, internal combustion engine vehicle, the cold will do a number on your battery, you know, just to start the car. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of problems associated, but then what we saw happening with some of these snowstorms with the Teslas and everything just being literally just out for the count. I mean, that can't happen in, you know, on a mass scale.
Better make sure you know what you're doing, too. I mean, if the battery dies in one of those things, you're locked in the car. You better know where the release is.
Right.
You know, it's just a niche vehicle, and I appreciate the technology. I think it's, you know, all well and good, and I think it most certainly has its uses. But to basically, you know, get involved in the free market and push it on a wide scale, it's just stupid. It makes no sense whatsoever. The market's a beautiful thing, and you get these people all the time that try to tinker with it. These both Republicans and Democrats, they do it all the time, both sides, and you can't. There's no computer, there's no AI that can discern the trillions and trillions of transactions and interactions that take place over the course of the day. They love using economic metaphors and try to describe the economy like it's an engine. It's not. You know, you appreciate, you go out and take a look at nature. And, you know, you try to understand, you know, the way the birds fly or the interactions of nature on it every given day or where leaves are going to fall off a tree. You can't do it. And that's something that, again, these powers that be think that they try to explain to people that they can when they can't.
No kidding. Very well said. And, you know, again, this smacks of a command economy or, you know, as you said, governments picking winners and losers. And when they do that, it's like everybody loses. But Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. Thanks again for being with us. And obviously, we're going to look forward to talking with you again tomorrow morning. Take care, sir.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. And folks, we're going to come right back after the top of the hour. Very interesting conversation with Chris this morning. Always learn a lot for one thing. And enjoy it very much. But I'll tell you this, folks, top of the hour news is next. When we come back, we'll talk more about the impending New Hampshire primary and what we might expect moving forward. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. Hour number four coming up.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.